We're in the midst of the longest week ever in the NFL, and it will wrap up tomorrow, as you heard in the update. They're scheduled to play in Pittsburgh tomorrow afternoon. Here to make sense of that and all things NFL, senior NFL writer for The Athletic, Mike Sando, joins us on the Coulter Automotive Group Sports Line. Mike, thanks for the time. How are you today?
Pretty good. Yeah, it will be a little weird with the noon on the West Coast hour. A little football tomorrow, huh?
I've never done a talk show in this time slot where I've been distracted by live NFL football, so that'll be weird.
Yeah, that's going to be different.
But I just wanted to get your take, Mike, on the handling of this, and the NFL is kind of being transparent and attempting to be and not treating every case the same. But what the Denver Broncos went through and were forced to play on Sunday, and what the Ravens are going through and seemingly getting the benefit of the doubt and pushback from the NFL, can you draw a delineation there on why that is?
Yeah, I think the Ravens had a situation where the positive cases were out of control. They weren't sure who had it. Was it spreading? Where did it come from? There was a lot more work to be done in their situation with lots and lots of tests. Positive, right? And needing to figure that out with the tracing. I think in the Broncos case, they had basically a quarterback who tested positive, and then it came out that they hadn't done a letter of the law on all of the masking, distancing, all of that under the intensive protocols that are going on. So in Denver, there wasn't a mystery. They weren't like, oh, does the whole team have it? Where's it coming from? They kind of knew exactly what happened. It was a fire, but it was contained. And if you have a contained fire on your team, you're playing the game. And it doesn't matter if your quarterback's out, your kicker's out, your backup linebacker's out. It's all the same. That's agreed
you're
to before
the game.
Season.
Yep, well said.
Yeah, and so with the Ravens, they're going to try to play the game, but you know, there was a lot more mystery of like, oh, shoot, wait, Lamar Jackson? Who was he with? Seven starters on offense, wasn't it? I mean, it's a different – the wildfire's out of control, and you got to contain it before you can play.
All right, here in Arizona, I want to talk to you about some stuff about the NFC West, but I'm going to start with the Cardinals. As you may have noticed, they've hit a little valley here, and defenses have taken away Kyler Murray's ability to gash them with his legs – scripted or unscripted, and as a result, this offense has been grounded. What do you see from the Cardinal offense? How concerned should Cardinals fans be at this point?
Well, it depends what your expectations were. You know, like, I go back to what did we think before the season, right? They'd been a 3-win team, then they're a 5-win team. To me, this season was successful if they were 500, maybe a little better, and certainly if they got in the playoffs, right? I think all that stuff's still on track. You play tougher teams when you've had some injuries like they have on defense. You know, you're going to lose some of those games, and I think you look at their losses here. Miami's a very good defensive team. It ended up being a high-scoring game. Seattle, you're in the division. You guys know how to play you a little bit, right? And you just played them, so you're going to get a better game plan. New England always has a good plan. They're tough to play. And this week, you know, heck, the Rams and Giants are tough outs defensively, too. So I think for the Cardinals, if you still get that seventh seed and get in the playoffs, I still feel great about the season. And I still think they're in good position to do that. It's just not going to be easy because, like I said, they're banged up a little bit on defense and key spots, and people are going to have a better plan for the two-dimensional quarterback, right? I mean, that's just the reality of whether you're Baltimore or any of these teams that have a special threat quarterback, defenses get better at playing you.
Mike Sando, senior writer for The Athletic, our guest here on the Coulter Automotive Group Sports Line. Bick and I were talking earlier in the show just about the landscape, where the Cardinals fit in top to bottom in the NFC, and the belief is most of the upper tier strength lies in the AFC, but is there an NFC team that you look at right now as head and shoulders above the rest, Mike?
Not so much. You know, I think there's enough uncertainty with New Orleans, even with their good record, that, I mean, is it going to be any different in the playoffs for them? You know what I mean? I think Green Bay has a flaw. We see that defensively with them. I think even style of play offensively, when it's working well, it's amazing, but they haven't really shown a great ability to shift gears when it's not working well. Sometimes it gets out of control on them. So there's a lot of teams with a flaw. You know, Seattle up and down offensively lately, defense you know, trying to get better, but not great. So I think you can find a way to beat every one of those teams in the NFC a lot easier than you can find a way to beat Kansas City.
Yeah,
I mean, Pittsburgh, I guess, for that matter.
Right. Yeah, that's true. Now, there was a time when it looked like the Rams were emerging after the Seahawks had fallen down a bit. The 49ers, surprisingly, for all the adversity they face, they are not going quietly. How do you handicap this division race right now from what you see?
Well, I'm going to go back to what I was saying earlier in the year, which is, to me, the Russell Wilson's the thing you can count on the most. Now, they hit a rough patch there and almost went off the road, so I was almost about to change that, but I kind of feel that again. I feel like this last weekend with the Rams losing, Arizona losing, Seattle's got an amazingly easy schedule. You know, I mean, they're really set up to where they're going to win 11 games, right? I mean, you just look at the schedule. So that gives them the clear advantage to win the division. I don't think it necessarily means they're clearly the best team, right? I mean, that's sort of who's healthy, who's playing well this week, right? I mean, they can all beat each other, and you're not surprised. Even San Francisco with a backup quarterback just won their fourth in a row against the Rams. So the reality is just Seattle's got the advantage to win the division, you know?
Mike Sando from The Athletic, our guest here on 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station. A lot of talk coming out of Tampa Bay. They're going into their bye week. Even though it's a week 13 bye, I think it's coming at a good time for that team with the struggles that they've had. What is your assessment of what you've seen from the Bucs, and more notably, Mike, the relationship between Bruce Arians and Tom Brady?
Yeah, the relationship thing's most interesting for the long term because Brady's full salary is guaranteed next year. So he's got a lot of juice there, right? And if after the year, let's just say they are one and done in the playoffs, or you know, if they were to miss the playoffs, you could almost see that organization like changing and bending to what he wants to, because he's going to sell the tickets and maybe give him the best chance to win, right? He's going to convince him of that. So that's really interesting after the year. I think during the year now, you know, they're not that far off where you might have thought they would be. Maybe you thought they'd have another win, but The Vegas win total on them was 9.5. If they go 3-1 against four losing teams in their next games, they win 10. So, you know what I mean? Let's just zoom out. I think they've lost two games to New Orleans, which has an all-time great coach-quarterback combination, at least when they played them. They lost to the Chiefs, maybe going to be an all-time great head coach-quarterback combination. They lost to the Rams, who, you know, Goff's not great, but that's a good combination, right? I mean, they've lost to these sort of cohesive teams that have been together a long time, and they're not that. And I think you can see that in some of these games, but there's a chance for them to get better, you know, and figure out a way to play. And that's what we're going to find out from here. Does Bruce Arians bend to, you know, to make it a little bit more Brady-friendly? I think he needs to, but I'm not sure he will. And you guys know Bruce better than I do, but isn't that the million-dollar question, right? Who's changing here?
I wouldn't, yeah. The way if they don't make the playoffs, I bet you're right. I bet you they find a way to make B.A. step aside and let Brady go. Because I don't think the way this is going, I don't think Tom is going to, I don't know. I don't know how he's interpreting all these comments from B.A., but I think that you know, he was really successful in New England, and I don't think he's going to go through another year like that next year. So I agree with you on that. Yeah. All right, finally, in the NFC, because the balance of power is shifting constantly, the Green Bay Packers, how good are they in your opinion? Flawed, really good. We know they have a great quarterback.
Yeah, I think they're flawed. You know, I think we've seen defensively with that style of defense, it's a little bit of a gambling defense. There's certain teams that, you know, can really gash them in the running game. I think offensively they are a great offense, but they're limited at the skill position. So when you get in a team that can pressure the passer, I'm not sure they have enough guys who can win one-on-one, right? Devontae Adams probably can. I think they could really use a good tight end, a nice story on Tonyan, but I don't think Tonyan's winning one-on-one battles at the line of scrimmage like a Kelsey or these other top players at that position, or is there a second wideout who can do that, right? So that's why I think they'll make the playoffs. I think they may win in the playoffs, a chance to get to the Super Bowl because it's the NFC, but ultimately I don't think they're going to be able to finish it off.
Mike, thanks so much for joining us. As always, we appreciate your time and your insight, man.